Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host Aaron.
And I'm Ashley. We're still married.
We are.
We're still here 17 episodes later.
We are, but no video this week.
No video. You know, we're not recording this on our normal day.
No, spoiler alert.
It's Sunday
night.
We're a bit tired, but we'll do anything for you guys for the
I
don't know what to call you guys.
I just took a nap in the car and then I came home and proceeded to take another nap and it's 6:30. So I don't know what's going to happen tonight for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. I have a feeling you're going to be awake.
I don't feel awake though.
I know, but you don't just like, you're not very good at like napping and then falling back asleep, I feel like.
But I just took two naps in a row.
I mean, I saw. I witnessed.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I hope you go back to sleep.
Sleep naps.
Yeah, I hope you go back to sleep tonight.
One thing about me is I go way too hard until I just die.
No, she came to my games today. We only had two. And as soon as the second game ended, she, I don't think, said more than five words on the 90-minute drive home.
No. I didn't want to talk.
Didn't even see if I was okay, like awake. Could have been
I actually did peek my eyes open once and look at you.
Were my eyes falling heavily? Because they felt it.
No, but I was worried.
It was tough. It's the Centralia drive sucks.
But it's not as bad as Seattle.
No, it's half as bad. No, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But it does suck. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were wiped.
I don't know why.
You're
actually
wiped.
Actually, yesterday I walked 30,000 steps.
Yeah, you did a lot yesterday.
I did everything yesterday
by
myself.
Did a lot. Yeah, you did a lot yesterday for sure.
I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. But I'll talk about it in my toxic trait because I have some qualms.
Oh, okay.
So I'll get to it later, but
okay.
Yeah, I went, oh my gosh. So I went on a hike in Forest Park because we live like right over the bridge. And if people don't know Portland, so we like live over the bridge from this park that's literally 30 miles long.
It's the biggest park ever.
It's beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing ever. It's so green. It's just, there's endless trails. It's amazing. And I used to run there literally every day. And
there's like 10 entrances. It's really cool.
There's like a billion entrances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. That might have been an underestimate, you know,
Oh, way under.
Oh, I don't,
yeah.
I don't know that much.
I walked by like 10.
I'm not a park really.
No, you don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, wow, but no.
But anyway, I left and then I took Webby and then I got home and a couple people messaged me and said, hey, just so you know, there's bear sightings there.
Yeah, I just feel like every time you go to Forest Park, there's something in there. Like, remember that one time you were running in the owls?
Oh, I need to tell that story.
Actually, tell the story. That was freaky.
That was the craziest thing that
freaky.
Ever happened to me. It was like a long time ago now, 6 years ago maybe.
Oh wow, she just threw out a six.
I don't know. Shit. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was before I was a dietitian, so 20 years ago. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not that old. I'm 21 actually.
21 forever.
Anyway, I was running with my friends in Forest Park, and I just remember this is the whole thing. Like, it was so hot. I remember mm-hmm. it was so hot, and we were running. Oh, okay. This is when I was working two jobs.
Yeah.
So I worked like a part day, and then a bunch of my friends and I went for a run in the middle of the day, which you never did. We always went in the morning. Anyway, we were running this one trail in Forest Park, this huge loop, and we were on the loop back, like the trail back, and we hear all this hissing, and then there's these huge, huge white owls on the ground, spread with their wings, like
ready to fuck you up.
Yeah, there were some up in the trees hissing, and then there was like four blocking the whole path, like spread. I don't want to say spread eagle, but
spread owl. Owl. I have noticed have a wide wingspan.
Yeah, but these owls, like, I just can't get over it. They're huge and white. Anyway, they look like the owls from Harry Potter. It was so fucking scary. They were hissing, and people always talk about how apparently Forest Park is like a breeding ground for them certain times of the year, like the speckled white owls.
How would you know that though? Like, what, people in Portland know the weirdest shit.
I know. No, there's like signs that like post it like, oh, be
oh,
careful.
Oh, so people, we just don't read. I don't read.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Because these runners would come in and get like attacked. Like they would peck their heads and get concussions because they were so big. Remember I got pecked by a crow too?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my story first. Then I remember, no, we were going on like a 13-mile run. Like, this is when I was running a lot of miles. I don't at all.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Like, yeah. Trail runners are.
Yeah, no, you know. I was like in my trail running era. It was so fun. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, yeah. So we got as close as we can, and then they looked very aggressive. Like, all of them were, like, twisting. It was like a scary movie.
Yeah,
like,
twisting their heads around and looking backwards.
Twisting their heads around.
No, owls can't be trusted because they can go all the way around.
Did I tell you when
Shit's
I was...
freaky.
Did I tell you when I was in Bend the other weekend? We went to this, like, museum thing, and there was a pet owl there. Did I tell you that?
Hedwig?
No, it was the most beautiful owl. It had, like, hazel eyes. But it was raised in captivity. And so, because I was like, do they take it out to, like, fly?
That's weird.
Like, walk it on a leash and let it fly?
Yeah.
It lived in a little box.
That's fucking annoying.
Anyway, so the...
Poor baby.
The back to my story, we had to run all the way back around.
Yeah.
And then I was late to my other job, and I remember having to call them to be like, oh, I'm late because there was owls on the trail. Like...
Yeah.
They didn't believe me.
Of course not. I wouldn't have believed you either.
They weren't into running, so they were like, sure.
Sure.
What a great excuse. Owls?
I wouldn't have believed you.
In the middle of the summer?
If you were late coming home, I would have been like, something's going on.
Yeah, it was...
Like, come up with a better reason.
It was insane, and I was dying of heat. Like, I didn't have enough water, and we were all dying.
No, because you guys had to run basically double.
Yeah. Why did I bring that up?
Owls, because there were bears in there.
Yes.
Supposedly.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad someone told me that after I left. After.
Yeah.
I hope my mic's back on.
I'm fucking dead because honestly, guys, again, because we're recording on Sunday, I don't even know what you guys are going to get on Tuesday.
We're not even re-recording. If you couldn't hear me, that's probably for the best. I need to pause it and see if this is working. Hold on. Okay. It's working.
This is crazy. So you can barely hear Aaron's voice for 20 minutes, but like, we're not re-recording. We don't have time. And like, we're not.
Yeah. Cause you're getting on a flight and what, like.
I have to leave in an hour.
Okay. So we really got to bang this out.
Kind of cut into our time.
I know. I just did not care. It felt. I know. I didn't care.
I just don't know. Like, I just like one toxic thing about you though, just really quickly.
Yeah.
If I would have taken a nap when we got home.
Yeah.
And you were ready to record, it would not have been okay.
No,
just so
not.
That we all understand that.
But
that
there's like certain like house rules, you know, when you like book an Airbnb, it's like house rules.
And these are the house rules. Aaron can nap and Ashley can't.
Yeah.
She yelled at me one weekend after coming home from a tournament like she just went to and yelled at me for taking a nap.
No, Ashley, you're missing the whole premise.
Oh, go ahead.
This is what used to happen when we were living apart in two separate homes.
Oh, that's different.
You would
now
work on the...
Now she sees me, so she's like, I can sleep.
No, listen. Exactly. But you were working on the weekends, and then you would come home, and we would have, like, one day to hang out, and then I would be so excited waiting for you to come home at, like, 1 or 2. And I'm like, okay, we're going to spend the rest of the day doing all these things, and then you'd be like, let me sit down for a second, and then you take a nap, and then it's 4 or 5.
Okay, it was like...
And I'd be like, our day's over.
It was like for an hour.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
That's different.
I just want to reiterate, I could not have taken a nap today.
No, and again, that's the house rules. Like, I don't make the rules.
It's so crazy.
They come with the house.
No, guys, it's so crazy.
They come with the house.
She drove down and back. She coaches 2 games. She cannot nap, but you can.
Well, it's not my fault that you're flying tonight. Like, you made that choice.
That has nothing to...
You could have gone to bed early.
Like, the way that you're turning this on me, like, it's not on me.
It's
just the rules are different for us.
That hair... And
don't talk shit. Look at you right now. Fucking look at yourself. Look at yourself.
I look like a rat right now.
Yeah, so just keep it to yourself as well. Fucking didn't even hear you for 20 minutes of the podcast wanting to talk shit about me after taking 2 naps. You better watch yourself. You're wild today.
I know. I was like, should we record? Nah.
She said, nope.
We don't have time.
Moving on. We had good conversations. So frustrating.
Yeah, about toxic diet culture. Anyway, I wish them all the best. Same. Everyone. Same. I just wish everyone the best.
I hope she stays strong and
Wait,
just doesn't give in.
We need to talk about how that guy rushed the court.
Oh, my God.
And how you cussed out a ref.
I didn't cuss him out.
That's your toxic trait.
He started it. He called me crazy. That's crazy. You don't call people things. He started it. I said, thank you to the scores table. This little boy was like, are you being sarcastic? I was like, no, thank you for doing the score both games. Appreciate it.
No, you didn't say it in that tone.
I said no, thank you for doing both our games today, because I was not being sarcastic to him.
I know.
I was genuinely saying thank you.
You were trying to say thank you in front of the ref, though, weren't
you? To the scorers table guy.
Yeah.
I always thank the scorers people. I don't always thank the refs, because they don't fucking try sometimes, and they don't deserve it.
I know.
And this guy wants to... He's been bad all day, and, like, I'm not the only person. This man almost got his ass beat in my 9 a.m. game by a parent from the other team for the same reasons why our parents were fighting with him.
This, like, 400-pound guy, like, dad.
He was at least 300 pounds, like minimum. He was fucking huge.
No, he was tall and huge.
He was
like,
huge. He was over 6'5". He
looked like a huge football player. Yeah. But he rushed the court because his daughter had a foul or something.
She said something to the ref, and the ref was trying to give her a technical. But let's just remind everybody, y'all, we're at a fourth grade basketball game. Yeah. So like the kids don't even really know what's going on. He tried to tee up one of my kids for like ripping the ball when she got a rebound, and it literally almost brought her to tears.
Yeah.
Like she was so scared because, of course, you're just taught that that's bad.
Yeah.
And so they just like weren't doing a good job of reffing little kids. And his daughter said something to him, something like, "You're the problem," or something, clap back at him. So he went to go give her a technical, and his partner was like, "You can't do that." And kind of like, you know, it's his partner's fault too. He shouldn't have told him no. But then the dad was like, "You can say it to my face then. You're going to talk about my daughter." So then he got down and walked down to, and the ref called the game.
No, the ref
said
the
game's
door.
Over, and he ran away.
And they had 2 minutes left.
Two whole minutes left. Where like, to be honest, it's annoying at that age too, because like I had some kids that needed to play those 2 minutes. Like they needed to get in and play. It was a close game.
No, it wasn't a close game.
It was a close game the whole game. Oh, and then it wasn't. So I could put in a couple of our smaller kids. And they just called the game because this man was so scared of this parent that he didn't want to ref anymore.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know. He's not professional. He's walking around with his shirt untucked. He's talking to me about being in his mind. What the fuck is he talking about?
That was weird.
He was like, "Stop talking to me. You're in my head." Yeah. I was like, I literally didn't say anything to you just now, and that's your problem. You're a ref, dude. There's so much going on. I hear you. There's a lot going on. But like, that's your job. You're supposed to manage the game. You're supposed to manage the gym. And if I'm doing too much, tee me up.
Yeah, he should have.
Cool. And I would have been quiet.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah.
But him and his partner just kept like, here's my thing. Refs either need to just right away tell you to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And most coaches will.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just need to they just talk at you.
Yeah.
Like, and the power dynamic is so crazy, because if I would have said something, like if I would have been like, "You're fucking crazy."
Yeah.
He would have gotten me in trouble with the tournament, but he can call me crazy.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
It was interesting.
He was just not good. And it sucks because like people take basketball really seriously. Here's the thing. Everybody pays a lot of money for youth sports.
Yeah.
And so like when the people who are actually in charge, the refs, don't really give a shit and they don't really try, mm-hmm. it's frustrating for everybody. The parents paid money to get in. The teams paid money to be there. We are literally paying your salary this weekend.
Yeah.
Like we're paying your game fee, not the tournament. The teams are.
Yeah.
So try.
Yeah.
And like if you're going to be reffing little kids, like it is a little bit harder because you're trying to teach them too. Like that should be a part of it. But like, they don't do that. Like these two guys just didn't really care. And so it's like, well, by 2 p.m., people are really frustrated with you. So,
well, I think the one guy that like you talked to, he was trying. He was just bad.
He sucked.
The other guy wasn't really trying. He was like over it.
And,
but
you saw like walking the sideline, not facing the ball,
no,
talking to people. And so it's just like, you did it to yourself, man.
Yeah.
Like we're not sitting here mad because like we've had bad refs, but like they run, they try.
Yeah.
They like will come up and talk to you and be like, you know, "This is what I saw." And it's like, cool, no problem.
Yeah.
You're human. I know you're going to make mistakes. It's when you don't try.
Yeah.
And like this man wasn't trying.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. Don't call me crazy because I will go crazy. Do I feel bad for saying what I said? Of course.
Yeah. I had to walk away.
You sat there and listened to him saying all that stuff.
Well, I was listening to what he was talking about with the parents because he was like trying to apologize. But then, like, one of your parents was, like, yelling back at him. Like, I was trying to figure out what it... Because first I was like, wait, is he mad or trying to apologize? He was, like, trying to explain himself. He said something like, "Father's Day and Dad and I care about kids" or something. And I was like, wait, what are you trying to say? We're all like, what are you trying to say?
And that's exactly how I felt the entire game. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, it was weird.
He just wasn't great. And, like, again, no. I do my best to not really... like push it with refs, like I really do, because it's not worth it. It's just like a headache. But I get really frustrated when they don't try, because then they make little comments and it's like, dude, everybody out here is trying really hard but you.
Yeah.
Like you're and you're the one in charge of the whole game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
But when he told me that I wasn't a good role model for kids too, could have kicked him straight in the ball sack, but I didn't.
That was crazy.
I'm not a good role model. I'm not a good role model. Fuck out of here.
That was crazy.
You're gonna get me all heated again.
I know. Jeez. Okay.
No, anyway. It's just like, I can't, you know, like, again, like if we're all working in new sports, like it's about the kids. So like,
yeah,
you not trying is not helping this situation.
No, I know. So. Yeah. Well, okay.
But yeah, that was my weekend. I went, I had four games and we played pretty good though.
Yeah.
But
that was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. I love my little team. They're cool.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other?
Oh my God. I do have a couple stories to tell you, from walking the dogs this week. Okay. So if you have a dog out there, I don't know if like everybody knows about like dog etiquette when you're walking. Like, I don't know if this is just like something that everybody knows or something that's like everybody doesn't know. So I kind of just want to ask, because we do this. If we're walking on the sidewalk and there is somebody else with a dog on that sidewalk, we will just like cross the street and go to the other sidewalk, because it's weird to walk your dog right by other dogs.
Yeah.
On three separate occasions this week, I was walking the dogs. So the first time, I was walking them both down the street, and I saw this guy. This man had four dogs.
Jeez.
Four different leashes, four dogs. But he's also talking on his phone on speaker.
Oh.
And I see him, and so I go to cross the street. I swear we made eye contact. Like, I know he saw me. I cross the street, and I'm walking with them, and our dogs are being okay. Because normally, I mean, just it's our dogs. Like, they bark at other dogs. Yeah. They're protective, whatever. All of a sudden, there are four dogs running at me. He let go of all the leashes. And the dogs ran across the street. So we had two medium-sized dogs and two chihuahuas. Like, low-key, I mean, not attacking because they didn't do anything. But, like, bum-rushing us.
Oh, my God. I bet our dogs went crazy.
I'm very surprised they did not go crazy. Oh. They kind of were like, what the fuck are you guys doing? This is not okay.
Whoa.
Like, they just kind of stood there and, like, Webby growled, which like got the dogs to back away a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Waffles was just kind of like freaking out. Like, he didn't know what was going on. That happened.
Jeez.
So we got.
How did he get them all back?
He ran over because we just stood there. I was like, okay, relax. We're just going to stand here.
That's crazy.
And we just stood there. And then he was able to come back and get all his. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, I mean, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really know what to say because like, it's not okay, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, yeah. All right. You good?
Yeah.
Do you have all of them?
That's wild.
Yeah. Him being on speakerphone obviously didn't help because I feel like they saw us and just like bolted.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a good hold on him. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then the next day I was walking and same thing. This guy had his headphones in and he had his head down on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to like cut the corner
and
not walk along the sidewalk. I like cut the corner to walk in the grass. And just here comes this bulldog running at me and Waffles.
Jeez.
I was like, what? I don't even. Okay.
Wait, he let the leash go?
He got pulled off of his leash and the owner was like, oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. He never does that. And I was like,
whoa.
Okay. This is twice in 48 hours.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Waffles did not handle that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of got aggressive with the dog. But it's like, we always talk about how it's so hard because we're just like girls in the city. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't get mad at them when they do that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know if this is like a dog thing. Like if people don't have the same etiquette as far as like being aware of their surroundings with other dogs. Like I'm always looking for other dogs because I just don't want to have like an altercation like that with dogs. Like
I thought you were going to say that there's certain people like who just see you and don't cross the street and there's certain people who stay on the same street.
I do want to know if that is like an etiquette thing. Like,
yeah.
But also like, are you guys aware of like other people walking their dogs around you or like not to be this person? Is this just like a male thing? Because it happened again in the park at St. Pierre Park.
Uh-huh.
And this man like wouldn't go a different way in the park. He was just like walked at me.
Weird.
And it's like, okay. But I've had that happen with women and they always like that a runner was running up and our dogs were off leash.
Uh-huh.
And she like slowed down and took her headphones out and she's like, are they friendly? And I was like, they are friendly. Thank you. Yes, of course. I'll move them for you though.
Yeah.
So I like moved them to the side and she was like, thank you.
Yeah.
And just like 2 minutes later, this guy didn't see us and his dog came running at us. And I was like, is this like a male thing or like, what are we doing here, guys?
I don't know. I don't think it is because this morning when I was walking the dogs, I told you this girl, I crossed the first time and then we turned like again on the same block.
Yeah.
And then we like made eye contact. We're walking. I was like trying to walk as long as I could.
It's so frustrating.
And then I was like, I'm going to cross.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a really friendly dog and she's no.
And that's another thing. Maybe we just don't have very friendly dogs.
I just feel like even when I'm walking Webby and she's friendly, yeah, like by herself, I still like walk into the street. Because you just never know how, like,
I mean,
sometimes I won't cross all the way, but I'll, like, give a little bit of space.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 times, most dog owners do that. Like, it normally doesn't happen. Like, this week was weird.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Normally, it's like people cross the street. So, is that, like, a normal thing, or is that just something that we do?
I know. Maybe if you have a nice dog, you don't even know.
And that is a blessing.
Yeah.
Because I've never experienced that before. My dogs don't. They could never be on the same sidewalk as another person walking their dog and be okay.
Yeah.
No, they're going insane.
Yeah. They're annoying.
Yeah. So that happened 3 times this week.
That's weird that you were just getting attacked.
Yeah. When the four dogs ran up on us, I was like, this is either going to be like weirdly okay.
Yeah.
Or shit's about to go down.
Yeah. That is crazy.
And thank God it was okay.
That's crazy. Well, speaking of pets, we actually have an update on... hold on, let me find it. So remember that story we told about the vet killed the ladies? He was like having an affair with this lady and then he killed her husband.
Yeah.
So yikes. She sent me the screenshots of, like, I'm gonna read the news, like just the headlines, because I read the articles. It's crazy. Retired veterinarian was obsessed with former lover's husband, planned killing at Intel parking lot, Washington County prosecutors say.
Oh my God.
He's been following me for years, the victim said, a year before he was killed. He's a psychopath.
Holy shit.
And the other one, prosecutors lay out very, very strong evidence linking former Oregon City veterinarian to Intel killing. Steve Milner, the former Oregon City veterinarian accused of murdering the husband of a former employee, has been denied bail and will be held in Washington County jail pending trial.
Okay, wait. So the husband killed him or he killed the husband?
The husband, remember?
Yes. The vet. Okay, the vet killed her.
Remember
husband.
They were doing it by the dogs? It's crazy. Doggy style by the dogs.
Doggy style by the dogs.
Isn't that crazy?
Dogs.
Yeah, we talked about this, I don't know, early on in the episode. So go back and listen. But, it was when we were doing toxic pet episode.
Yeah.
Someone worked here and they were talking about how crazy it was. They had to rename the veterinarian.
Clinic?
Yeah, rename the clinic because it was named after him.
Yikes.
But just had his trial. Following him for years. Like, that's, he was stalking him.
Really, really sketchy.
And I was reading about how they there was like two different cars and they think he moved the body into the other car, like in the parking garage or something. Yeah.
I think about things like that because I like, I like scary movies and like.
True crime.
What's the true crime? Love it. I'm a true crime girly through and through. Mm-hmm. And I always am like, that wouldn't happen in real life. But that, like, I couldn't imagine, first of all, like hurting someone.
Yeah.
Second of all, like killing someone. Yeah. And then you wrap them up and you just like move, like, what? Yeah.
I guess the cameras like didn't catch it. Or it was like not. So I don't know if he like knew.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
No, that's really crazy. So his trial happened. Okay.
Yeah. That's really sad.
That's like, yeah. No, that's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And then I have another update. Someone offered to have, if we wanted to milk cows.
Yep.
In our last episode.
And we'll be there. I was showing Erin how I think that cows are milked, and she was like, you don't know. Remember?
Yeah, so where did you learn that?
And I said, from the scene in A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
And if you know, you know, where Dottie is milking that cow.
Yeah.
And she's using her whole hand and moving it down the udder.
I hate how you're doing that hand.
And I wish we had our video going because I would be doing it in front, but. It looks like that's what they did.
We'll have to make a clip just to post on Instagram of that.
Of just my hand milking an udder.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like we're just going to recap Selling Sunset today. Okay. Let's just make it. We got to make our episodes a little shorter. They're getting like an hour and a half.
They haven't been an hour and a half.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's for the people.
I know. Well,
so I guess if you haven't watched it, fast forward
until the end.
Yeah.
But if you haven't watched any of the Selling Sunset,
started
or
season,
Selling OC, is that what it's called?
I don't remember. I think
like
so.
The spinoff.
It was crazy when we finished the last episode yesterday, and so it restarted season 1.
Oh my God.
Episode 1. Whoa.
Yeah.
People are different now.
No, they were just normal girls, like wearing jeans and like
normal. No heavy makeup. You could tell that they did their makeup themselves.
No designer.
They straightened their hair that morning themselves. Mm-hmm.
There's like four of them.
Even the camera quality's ass.
The camera quality, you know it's like awkward and there's no music.
The editing is definitely obviously. So Adam is crushing it yet again.
Yeah. I cannot believe how much it's grown.
It's when we were watching the intro for the first one, mm-hmm. compared to this new season where it's like the transitions of like each woman walking by a wall and then the next one shows up.
Yeah.
They had none of that in season one or two, probably.
It's insane how it's become such a, like, you have to wear designer. Like, it's all about the fashion.
I really do wonder how many of them still rent that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how rich I would have to be to buy some of the things that they wear.
Because some of those looks, you know, when it's so...
Remember when Chelsea wore that leather belt skirt? She couldn't sit?
Exactly.
She said, this is more for the runway. I guess I didn't think about how I was going to sit. What the fuck? You were going to sit down with somebody to have coffee. Yeah. Chelsea gives me the ick, so... She gives me the ick. I can't wait to post a picture of her eye makeup. She had three eyelids.
Well, you don't like her as a person.
I don't, because she... I mean... This season in general, she really like annoyed the fuck out of me because she just like said rude shit to Brie about like her situation, which has nothing to do with Chelsea.
It was uncalled for.
It was just like, mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
And then I hate the little remarks and like rude little things she says.
Yeah.
She just like, she always has something to say about how Mary is not a good leader, which is true. But like, then help her. Like, don't be a bitch. And then, like, she always comments on Bree's lifestyle choices and, like, that's her choice.
It's so weird that they're trying to make this, like, beef between Bree, the new girl, and Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I love Bree.
I
think she's so normal and funny and down to earth.
And she brings a different element to the show because...
I like her.
She, like, actually... And maybe this is all set up and that is okay, too.
Yeah.
I like it anyway. She has, like, celebrity clients.
Yeah, like, I feel like it definitely is fake, but she seems like she, I don't know, maybe she's like acting like she's friends with them, but it seems like she's friends with them.
I just like her dynamic on the show. She's different too than the rest of them.
I do too. She's like normal.
She's almost
she's like trying.
No, she's normal. She's being herself. She's not like, that is who she is.
Yeah.
You know?
I think she's like the best one, honestly. And how she didn't get mad at that one dinner in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
When she was just like, I probably would have gone off on Chelsea if she kept talking. Because Chelsea was just like, your lifestyle is... What did she kept saying?
She basically was just like, it's really like fucked up that you are putting more children in this world without a father figure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's none of your business, though.
Oh, and saying the kid won't get enough love or something? Yeah,
the kid is already in like a broken household or like it's whatever. Like, and it's like, okay... But
you
like,
don't know how she is, like, as a mom. Like,
and, like, you don't know the parenting situation. Like, mm-hmm. as much as we think we know because of what we read online, we don't know anything about... Nick Cannon might be at all of their homes different... Like, you don't have no idea.
You have no idea.
And, like, the moms are fine with it.
It is crazy, though, that after 10 kids, you have to stop paying child support.
I actually read something online that he was, his exact words were like, I don't follow the American government rules about child support. Like, my money is their money is my money. If they want it, they get it.
How much does he make?
He said, there's a lot of money in my bank account and it's not going anywhere. I mean, he still does a lot of shit. Like, he still has Wild Now. He does, like, he does a lot of stuff.
I thought like, he has Wild and Out.
He has not stopped working.
He's,
because he was a host for America's Got Talent or something for a really long time,
maybe
too.
He does, like, other TV things.
He does. He, like, hasn't stopped. So I'm sure he still, like, makes, obviously, pretty good money. But again, like, the moms aren't complaining.
I haven't heard.
I feel like it would come out if they had issues. Like,
yeah, yes, exactly. Like, you would hear if, like, Nick Cannon hasn't paid. I'm sure Mariah Carey would be saying something.
Obviously. And, like.
But Mariah Carey got her own, too.
But it sounds like most of the people he has babies with, like, have their own. Like, they take care of their own shit. That's what Brie made it sound like, anyway. And, like,
yeah,
I didn't know her before the show, really.
Right.
But I don't know. I just feel like if it wasn't working, this wouldn't keep happening.
Yeah,
in some way, shape, or form, this is working for the people that are involved.
Well, it bugged me when Chelsea was like talking, Amanza was like, I'm a single mom and my parents are, or my kids are everything and they get so much love. But she was like, well, you didn't choose that situation because her husband is in jail or something. And ex-husband. She was like, Bree chose this. It's like, shut up.
And again, it's none of your business.
Why are you talking about her life?
It's none of your business.
Why are you judging her?
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
Why does it? And that's what Bree kept saying, like, so calmly. Why does it matter? Yeah, like, why are you talking about my family? It's weird. She got to the point where she was like, it's actually weird.
It's, like, kind of obsessive. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal.
Well, then they had that little talk on the beach. Remember when she was like, I just grew up. I don't even know. I was kind of tuning out.
Because she was like, I think Chelsea grew up in a single family home.
No, or like her families didn't have enough time.
Yeah, like they didn't have enough time to like for all the, look, Chelsea just like, I mean, she has like a very great life.
Yeah.
She loves her husband. She's with her husband. They have kids. They all live together. Mm-hmm. They have like, quote, the like perfect family.
Yeah.
We'll say just like whatever.
Yeah.
And so like, I think it's annoying that she talks down to people that don't.
Right.
Necessary. Like, and they don't want that.
Everyone's family looks different.
It's fine.
Yeah.
She really bothered me this season with like all of that talk because it's like, I don't know, even regardless of how you feel, like, shut up.
Well, that's what it came to. Shut up. Like, just don't.
Why are you still
it?
Talking about this?
Right.
And maybe they edit it so that it all like spread out throughout the season.
Or they like made her say it more or bring it up. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. It just, it obviously like just rubbed us the wrong way. It's like,
yeah.
Who cares? It's none of your business.
Right.
It's none of your business.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was kind of annoying this season, but I'd really like Brie a lot.
Me too. Mary was having a mental breakdown every episode, and I just really don't understand why. I just like every episode that Mary's in, I'm always like, what is she, why does she owe her whole life to Jason? Why is she taking over the office manager with no raise?
I think she like loves Jason.
Like loves?
I do. Because you don't like, she's borderline about to have a mental breakdown. Like,
yeah,
she is almost to the point where it looks like she needs to
like she
check
was,
into her resort or something.
No, because even when anything stressful went on with fighting between the girls, she would immediately like drink more and like leave the scene. Like she was like,
controversy is not for her.
No, but it was crazy because I mean, I felt bad because I was laughing at this, but the very last scene of the show, when she was like begging Chriselle to help sell this thing.
Jason's condos.
Chriselle was literally like, Loki, this is in a sketch neighborhood and it's overpriced. And she was like, but don't you want to help the family? And Chriselle's like, I don't want to, I'm like, not going to sell this. No.
Yeah. And like, I'm a real estate agent. We're not like, this isn't a family project. Like it's Jason's condos.
And then Mary was on the edge. That was insane.
She really thought that Chriselle was going to be like, of course. And Chriselle was like, they're overpriced. I hate the neighborhood. And this isn't my fucking problem.
No, I was laughing because it was like, there's so many like awkward, cringy scenes in this show where you're just like, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop.
Yeah. There was a lot of it. There was a lot of cringy shit this season, but
Mary needs to say, Mary, like, Jason, you need to take care of your shit. I'm not doing this.
Jason and his fucking Gucci polos just has his new little girlfriend, Mary Lou.
Yeah.
And is just in love again and vacationing in a fucking Europe for 3 weeks. And Mary is like, this is my company.
I don't understand.
Hot take. Where the hell is his brother?
No, I was thinking about that actually. Because
like, why is Mary taking all this on?
No, why isn't he in the show anymore? Like, yeah, he was very in like one in scene.
Yeah, he's only in it a little bit. I don't know.
Isn't it his company too?
It's like.
Well, that's why I know it's like fake or they want her to be. I don't know why, like, who picked her kind of like, quote unquote, being in charge?
She's not good at it.
No, she's poor not baby. Good. She's probably, like we said, the worst one out of all of them.
She doesn't need to be like the manager. I think they put her something like that.
She's like, okay, real estate people, don't they all work kind of like individually? Yeah. So it's like,
they
this
all
is
work
dumb.
In the same brokerage.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they're all their own.
Like this quote unquote fake management. It's such a stupid storyline.
I feel
to me.
Like it's just something Jason created to like make Mary feel better.
Yeah.
Because she is like the girl he's dating now is like a younger version of Mary. Way prettier. But like
Mary Lou.
I feel like Jason and Mary just have like a really weird relationship. Like, it's really weird.
They do. I know, it's like, yeah. It
like, is. She didn't talk to Chrishell the entire time, even though they were, like, really close after her and Jason broke up, and they didn't talk at all.
That's weird to me.
Like, I don't know. Mary is weird with Jason.
Mary is interesting.
Yeah. I also didn't really like the other new girl, Robin. Is that her name?
Who?
The other new girl.
Robin?
Remember? The one Chrishell was like.
Oh, I think her name's Nicole.
Ooh, close.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because basically the whole, I was just thinking about it now, the whole season like takes place in Palm Springs. Like that one trip was the whole season.
It was a long trip. I feel like they were there for a few days.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was.
They probably filmed for so many months.
Yeah, two or three episodes at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the most insane thing. I think that was one of the most insane things that has happened on like reality TV.
Yeah.
In a while. Like I was like,
outside of Scandoval, that's in its own bag. We don't know anything about it.
We don't watch that.
Yeah. I couldn't. This was the first time, because I feel like we're both pretty team Chrishell. Like, with, she just is, it's whatever. Like,
yeah,
she went through a shitty divorce. That Justin guy was already dating the co-star pretty quickly after that.
Yeah. I feel like I always agree with Chrishell's take.
And
like,
I feel like she always has a reasonable take. Like, Christine was pretty crazy.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, she definitely does, like, she's so much more, like, clicky this season, Chrishell.
Clicky and, like, petty.
Yeah, she took it like a different direction.
She kind of has, like, I know that she's always in the drama, but I think that that's like what they want for the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't like Christine outside of the show either. Like, we've listened to a podcast with her on it. Like, I don't, she's just like a hypocrite. I don't really like anything about her. She's like, tries to be this like boss bitch, but also like talks about having a sugar daddy. So I just like I don't really like Christine. But so I understood what Chrishell was saying, like with her there. But the things that she said to Nicole this season, she took it too far.
She took it way
posting
too far.
Posting some stuff on Instagram, took it too far.
Okay.
Can't do that.
No. It's okay, trashy. Let's explain it. So basically when she was at, they were at dinner, and Nicole seems like the most annoying person ever to argue with, because she just kind of will say something and then be like, calm down. Why are you yelling at me?
And took Chrishell's like defense of, what she said was not okay, but to her defense, like Nicole's entire argument at that dinner was so bad.
Yeah,
like everything that she has brought up to Chrishell this whole season was stupid. Mm-hmm. Like it was all stuff that was dumb, and that's how Chrishell started with it. She was like, why are you talking about this? This is stupid. This happened,
and then
6 years
escalated.
Ago.
I know.
And then she
I
just
know.
Like kept bringing it up and kept bringing it up and kept bringing up more things, and like,
I know.
Low-key, they made it seem like Nicole.
Yeah.
Had it out for Chrishell all year. Like, she, like, actually hated her.
Well, and then it was weird because Chrishell was like, we're friends. You came over to Friendsgiving.
And then she posted that stuff on social media.
Yeah, Chrishell posted these screenshots like, hey, from Nicole. Hey, I just made the show. I would love to pick your brain about how filming and...
Like, they're friends.
Yeah, and so that... Clearly, they're still not friends.
Yeah.
Then she said...
Because Chrishell said in the show, she was like, I didn't even know we had beef.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She was like, I didn't even know.
That's why I wonder
we
if
were
it,
fighting.
If it was for like,
I don't know.
That
and
was
if it
weird.
Was just for the show that all this happened, like,
but remember, now it's real.
Yeah, I remember in the car where we were like, if when you're talking about things and you're going back and forth and like you're arguing and you're like, wait, was that for the show or are we like actually fighting?
Yeah,
I feel like that happened this year.
Yeah,
like Chrishell was like, wait, is this? Are we really doing this?
Yeah,
and that so she Nicole was ready.
No,
her argument sucked, but.
Well, and then what did Chrishell actually say? She said, you do drugs.
I think she said you're acting cracked out.
Yeah, because they changed it later. Like the next day when they were recapping,
they
she was
did
like,
change
we didn't
it.
Call her a crackhead.
We didn't call her a crackhead. And I didn't say that she did drugs. I said that she was acting like she was on drugs. Because before, it's just like
That's
such
insane.
Such a slimy words.
To say that on TV, like you're ruining her reputation.
I mean, and that's like what Nicole said, which is so true. Like,
I know.
Bitch, you just saying that is just as bad as it being true, which is 100%
true. So
true. Because even Chelsea was like, now I can't stop thinking about that. And it's like, how do you think America feels?
Exactly. We don't know this girl. And now her first show, we think she all does drugs now, which is not fair.
Not fair at all. And like,
and then she said, oh yeah, she did mushrooms.
Shut up, Chrishell. Like, shut up, Chrishell.
You had us, but then you said a crackhead.
Like,
but she's doing mushrooms. Like, She did mushrooms at a bachelorette party.
And she probably, like, I bet every single one of them microdoses. And if they don't, you know who needs to? Mary, right away, first and foremost.
Literally. They but need like, to smoke weed, actually.
They all need it. But, like, it was such a... First of all, I could tell that as soon as that came out of Chrishell's mouth, she did not mean to say that.
Yeah.
Because she instantly knew that it was wrong. Oof. Like, you could just tell that it was like, oh, shit. How is everybody going to handle this? And, like,
everyone
Emma
was like,
oh, my God, I have to stand up for my friend who just called her.
Emma is a ride or die.
Yeah, like, you could tell that the entire table, it kind of, like, took the air out of the table. It was awkward as fuck. Because it was wrong. I mean, she shouldn't have said that at all. Nicole left, obviously, like, super frustrated. She went and got a drug test, which was funny that she did that, because I feel like the girls were saying two things. Like, a couple of them were like, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to talk shit about me doing drugs? Here's a drug test. Here you go.
Yeah.
And some of the girls were like, I don't do drugs, so, like, I don't care.
Well, they were like, oh, she seems a little guilty and suspicious.
And it's like, I feel like either way seems guilty and suspicious.
But even Chrishell, like, was like, where did the results come from? Did she go to a credible source? She was kind of doubling down.
I know.
It's like, girl, she could have been like, I just didn't mean that. She didn't. You could have backed out of it to be like, look, I had too much tequila. I definitely didn't mean it that to come off. That was like my bad. I know you don't do drugs, like all this shit. But she was just like,
I saw
where
her
did she
at
get
a,
her drug test from?
I saw her at a bachelorette party and it was like, okay.
We
bitch.
Were like, I was cringing. I was like, you're making yourself look so bad.
It wasn't good. It was not good.
I'm like, I'm really curious so on how cringing. People are gonna like react to Chrishell about this, because that wasn't good.
No, it wasn't okay. You like that again? That's a serious allegation.
No,
like, that's really serious. You
and everyone
just, like
roots for Chrishell, so I'm like,
I feel like because normal, even in up until that point, I was like, this Nicole lady is so annoying.
Yeah,
leave Chrishell alone.
Right.
Leave her the fuck alone. You're literally talking about, the whole argument was about this one house that Jason put Chrishell on with her because she was just getting started. She was like, she got put on this and she took all the credit for selling this house when really I did all the work. And Jason was just like, you have to put her on. And then Chrishell was like, yeah, I was just getting started. Jason thought you and I would work well together. Who cashed the checks?
No, but also she was saying he only put her on because he had a crush on her. And she was like, that's when he was
dating? With someone else. And she was married. She was like, don't fucking start.
Yeah.
Which, agreed. Again, another allegation that is totally out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And Chrishell was like, but who got paid off of that?
Yeah.
And just like stared at her. And she was like, well, me and Jason. And she was like, exactly. Like, I never got paid for that.
Yeah.
I didn't take credit for it. My name was on it, but that's normal.
Yeah.
I didn't get paid. I didn't take credit for it. And like, shut up. Jason didn't have a crush on me. And if he did, I was married.
Right.
And so it was like, okay. So she took it too far. Okay. But then all of a sudden, Chrishell was like, you're a crackhead. And I was like, I'm not on her side anymore. I'm not on your side anymore.
And then it just kept getting worse and worse. And I think the most cringiest moment of the whole show, like, I literally couldn't watch when they made Chrishell give compliments to everyone
to
on
the whole
table. And then she skipped her and I was like, she's going to skip her.
When she started at one end and did three people and then looked at her and then was like, I'm going to go to the other side of the table and then I'll get to you last. I know she was trying so hard to think of something nice to say.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a good time to be like, I didn't mean what I said yesterday about you doing that. But she like couldn't.
No,
she couldn't.
She still is like doubling down in the fact that it's on social media now and
it's crazy
TikToks and all these things.
She was like, posting about like those episodes on her
stories. They were like roasting her on her story.
Yeah, like she's like tripling and quadrupling down.
It
was really cringy. It was not a good
no.
It was not a good look for Chrishell by any means.
No.
Yeah, it was really sketch.
Yeah. So who knows? I'm curious about next season.
Davina, nowhere to be found.
No.
Davina, nowhere to be found.
She was literally in one scene and said one word.
She was really good at stirring the pot. I don't like Davina as like a character, but she is good at stirring the pot.
Well, it is crazy that she's like still on the show, but has no scenes or anything.
She was,
they just didn't write her out.
They didn't write her out, but she's in there just like at the office.
Well, it seems like now, like the previews for the next season is that Nicole really is the villain now.
Yeah, Nicole is the new villain, which is crazy because I don't think she wanted to be like.
No,
I don't. I like she's. I.
She's from, not. Doesn't even seem like.
And from what she said, she's the number one agent at that brokerage overall.
Yeah.
And so it's like I can't believe they're making like their best broker like the villain all of a sudden.
I really don't think.
I just
people
think,
expected it to go that
I
way.
I just think they're really like, the producer, you know, like kind of how he did that with LC.
Yeah.
On the Hills. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's the same with Chrishell. Like he will protect her at all costs.
He picks like one person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like Loki, after she said that, Chrishell should have been the villain. And like they still made Nicole look like shit after that.
That is so true. Like the editing.
The editing is wild.
No, it really is. And then they kept showing Nicole like by herself, like on her phone.
Not keeking at all. Like she did not want to be there. I can't believe like she must have. They must have like begged her to stay in Palm Springs and not leave. Because I know that if somebody said that I use drugs, I would have called you right away and been like, I am coming home.
Yeah. This is crazy. Well, and then even like how she went to go talk to at Heather's baby shower, had to go talk to Emma and then ends up at the fight there too. It's like, Nicole, just like, why can't you just.
Yeah. I do. I don't. She came on hot and heavy this season.
She just like can't have like a conversation and like admit to being wrong or something. I don't know.
It's something. Yeah. Like she can't admit to being wrong or like she just like brings things up at the wrong time. I don't. Or like has a bad tone. I don't know.
Yeah. Like she's kind of like condescending a little bit.
A little bit. Well, 100%. She always has to make sure everybody knows that she is. First and foremost, Jason's original girlfriend. She like said that
was fucking like, weird.
You're married, and that was decades ago. It's fucking weird.
He's literally dated everyone.
He's weird for that little short king.
Yeah,
her being like, "I'm the OG, the original girlfriend." That's not like cool.
No,
and like you're married.
It's embarrassing.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And then she would like just over and over like I have made the most money for the firm, or I'm the top broker for the firm, or like really whatever it is. It was just like, we get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to like prove it. You're making yourself look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Because so at first weird. I didn't not like her, but then she became a chug monster and I'm over it.
Let's talk about how many. What does your tattoo say?
Forever young. I'm fucking dead. Oof. How many braids were there this season?
Oh yeah. Actually, I have two takeaways. I wrote down braids was one of them.
Every single.
Why is
scene.
That?
At least two people have braids.
They have the same hairstylist that does all of this. Like every the same scene,
like the same two ladies are just pumping out these braids. French braids, side braids.
Braids
cornrows.
Are not cool anywhere. So like it's not just like, oh, that's a California thing. They're not cool anywhere.
No, like the only braids I feel like that are cool are like cornrows, like real braids.
Oh, yeah. Like Amanda's.
Amanda's with the little hearts on the side.
We're talking about.
No, I'm talking about white girl braids.
Like Mary
French braids.
Always has a braid. Usually Heather, usually Chrishell.
They all have braids.
They all do. That's why it's like, why is this a thing?
Yeah, the fishtail braid Chrishell had with the Marilyn Monroe dress, first scene, sick.
That wasn't her best outfit.
Wasn't her best look.
But that I'll take that braid over the other braids, I'll say.
For sure. Mary always loves to have the one like on the side of your head that like
in the middle.
Loops into your hair. It's weird.
Amanda,
it's not,
though.
It's not cute.
Amanda's hair always looks good.
Amanda's always crushing it.
I like her.
I like her too. I feel bad for her because I feel like there's always like...
Oh, and her health issues.
Yeah, there's always just something going on, you know, between like her ex or like her kids
hope
or
she's okay.
Her health. Like, yeah, I just feel like there's always something.
And Heather. I like Heather, too.
I like Heather a lot. And I hope that the rumors aren't true that she really like didn't film for the next season.
They should have dove in and like she probably would have allowed her to son to be filmed.
Probably.
Because like Tark was in the other season.
Tark is cool with it.
So like why
Tark loves being
it's
on
weird
TV.
If she's not in the next season at all.
It is going to be weird. And I also like her like persona or like character on this
she's
show,
like,
whatever
positive.
You want to call it. Like she's positive. She really doesn't meddle in drama. She goes like straight to the source and like tells them. And I feel like she always has a very like level like headed response. Like she's and I mean we said
she's
this
normal.
Last night. We said this last night. She's pregnant, so like she can't do wrong on the show right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like she's one of my favorites because she's just like stable.
I know. She's so funny. I love her laugh.
Yeah.
The other scene I wrote down to talk about was when fucking Emma and Chelsea raced on the beach.
Emma got dusted.
No, I was crying like, who the fuck said you guys should race?
Emma got dusted.
Her arms, Emma's long ass arms when she was running. I was crying.
I thought Emma was going to be so fast because
she's all gangly.
And she's like tall and like, I just like, oh, she's about to, her stride is so long.
Yeah.
No, Chelsea dusted her. Like,
why would they make them race?
It was so funny. Like
in their little workout outfits.
In their little workout outfits. But like, you know that those shoes are like Balenciaga or something annoying like that.
Yeah.
Like they're like high fashion sneakers. And it's like, I can't believe they had y'all race on the boardwalk. That's hilarious.
I love that she was down for it. Emma just seems down for anything.
Emma does seem down. She's a rider.
She seems fun.
Yeah, she's a rider.
Yeah.
I gotta try her empanadas.
I like her.
I'm glad that they kind of went away from that storyline with her about her, like, because I feel like last season she was really trying, like, I have multiple businesses and I fly private and I'm bi-coastal and like all these things. And it's like, I'm glad that was toned down a little bit. It was kind of annoying.
People come on the show and they have to like, well, that's like,
they do.
Nicole. Is that her name?
I don't remember. I kept calling her Robin.
No, it's Nicole, right? Okay, yeah. Coming on saying she's the best thing. It's like, I get it. You're trying to like prove yourself.
They are. And I know it's probably like a hard group to like really like get in. So I get it. But it was a little too much for Emma for me last year.
Yeah.
But I liked her this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us what you guys think, because I'm actually really curious of people's thoughts.
And I hope the next one comes out soon because they're already filming. So
I know.
Prayers up.
I like the Selling OC one because there's boys and girls, more drama.
Yeah. I like that drama. And I hope that that one comes out soon because I need to know what happened to
Brittany Murphy's
Brittany Murphy. Is it Brittany Murphy?
No, she died.
No, Rip. I was like, that's not it.
Wait, what's her name?
Rip. Snow?
Oh, Brittany Snow.
Brittany Snow, right?
I think you're right.
I want to know everything about that situation because he was flirting with many, many girls in the...
Well, and they had a bunch of the cast on that last episode and he wasn't there.
Her or the main girl from that season, neither one of them were there.
Yeah.
And they made a point to like show all of them walking in. They like...
It was on purpose.
Yeah, they had a little name by them when they walked in, like the whole thing, and those two weren't there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh... I wish they would have put them in. It would have.
They couldn't. Know, they would have taken away.
It would have taken away from the season for sure.
Yeah.
Because we are all curious about what's going on with them.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, that was. I mean, we crushed that.
I just
love watching the real estate, low key.
I love seeing the homes. It's insane how much people pay for homes in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy out there.
And me and you are just sitting there judging, like, that house is sick, ugly, love, hate. Hate the bathroom. Love that kitchen.
And they're like, this is a $20 million home, and you're like,
yeah,
or like one of the houses they were showing, they were like, oh yeah, the most famous pop star in the world like used to own this home and he sold it, and they were like, Harry Styles. I was like, Harry Styles did not live there. The house, like, is shit.
I just feel like, yeah, some of the, I need like, to know what's real and what's not
like
real.
Some of the things I'm just like, LeBron lived there.
Yeah, I'm like, nah.
Did he?
Nah.
Because like, I don't see it, dude. Like, I don't know. The one house, and it, obviously it's so funny to say that because these homes are millions of dollars. Like, they're fucking beautiful. I would love to live in any of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when you think about it and you're like, no way he lived in that house. It's not that nice.
Yeah. No, it is. It's so interesting.
But
to
maybe
think
some
about.
Of them like aren't into real estate like that. I don't know.
I mean, they're still nice. That's the thing.
No, they're millions of dollars. Like, they're bomb. They're private. Like, Harry, if that was his old house, like, it was very nice. It was just, like, not the nicest of the homes on the show. Yeah. So you're like, it's shit.
It's so true. Or I'd be like, I hate that Fendi necklace. Like, bitch, I'm not buying a Fendi necklace. Okay. Like, shut up, Aaron. Okay.
But, like, hey, Mary takes it too far.
Mary just...
Was it Gucci? The one that was, like, low-key, she could have been a star in the movie 300.
Oh, Dragon Killer.
Dragon Killer. She could have been in, what's that really popular show? House of the Dragon?
Dragons
of House of Dragons? Dragon Home?
Galaxy? Dragons of the Galaxy.
You're singing Guardians of the Galaxy because I showed you that outfit that Amansa was wearing. If you know what Guardians of the Galaxy is with Tim the Toolman Taylor, he stars in it, and you know what the aliens wear, that's what Amansa had on one episode.
Amansa's feeling the gloves this season.
If you know, you know. They were all feeling gloves. I was not.
I
know. No. House of the Dragon?
Actually, I don't know what... The really popular show? House of Cards? No, the Dragon Show.
It is House of the Dragon. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Dragonfly?
The one that everyone watches that we don't.
Yeah. I have to look it up. This is getting embarrassing.
You know, people are screaming.
But I do think
it... Right,
I actually do think it is House of the Dragon.
No, it's not.
House of Dragons?
No, that is a show, but you're talking about the one that everyone has sex in?
It is House of the Dragon. Just like, so we're clear.
No, that's what I said. That is a show, but aren't you thinking about the really popular show?
And this is the really popular one, House of the Dragon.
No, it's not. What is the one that they all have sex in?
Oh my God, you're right. It's not it.
Do you?
Yes.
What is that
name? I do know what
name?
You're talking about.
I don't even know what to Google right now.
HBO.
Most popular show. I'll Google that.
Okay. Oh my God, how many of you are yelling it into the fucking thing?
Well, clearly
right now?
We've never seen it.
No, it's because of the, I can't get into it. Everybody's like, wait till season two. And it's like, that's lame.
Most popular, is there dragons in it?
Yes, it's something dragons.
Most popular show, Dragons. Game of Thrones.
God damn it. Game of Dragons. So,
no, Game of Thrones, House of Dragons.
Because House of the Dragon is the prequel to that show.
Oh, okay.
Or the sequel. I don't really know. But we were both right.
Okay. No, I knew what you were trying to say. Like,
House of the Dragon is the prequel or the sequel. Nobody knows. Yeah. I don't. To Game of Thrones. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
It really did give Game of Thrones energy, though. That necklace. It was sick.
She always takes it one step too far with, like, the accessories.
Yeah. Well, like we were saying, she always wears, like, really, like, that that Fendi necklace didn't even fit. Like, whatever.
Neon.
She always wears colors, which is fine. The pop of color is cool. But then she'll also wear, like, huge earrings and a huge necklace.
And a braid. And a lot of makeup.
And a fucking braid.
But actually, she did have some good looks when she was wearing nude with a low bun.
Yeah. Mary, this was her best season.
She's definitely had a glow up when it went back to the first season where she's had a glow up.
Yeah.
Remember when I had to teach you what an updo was? Because you kept saying Mary's wearing an updo.
Okay, let me tell you what
I was like, it's a low bun.
Oh my God, what the fuck is the difference? Let me tell you why. An updo to me is all your hairs are up. I wear an updo every day. like one thing about me, I have an updo. And Erin was like, no, that's a low bun. And I was like, but her hair is up. And she were like, but it's not. And I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah. She were like, why is she wearing updos? I was like, who the fuck is wearing an updo? No one's wearing an updo.
They all were.
No, but because their hairs were up.
I really don't understand the difference between a low bun where all your hair is still up.
No, actually, because it's parted and it's low. It's a part.
But
an updo doesn't have a part.
Why can't it?
Well, it can, but it's up on the top of your head. Why? You don't wear low buns.
No, for sure. I have an updo. But if all of your hairs are up.
That's just like the name of the hairstyle, though.
So you're telling me that if somebody had a low bun and I was like, cute updo, they'd be like, it's not an updo, babe. It's a low bun.
Yeah, 100%.
No way.
Actually, let me Google updo in case.
I just like.
I could be. I'm like 99% sure I'm right.
Choking on it. I don't think so. Like, why can't a low bun be an updo?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because all your hairs are up off your neck and they're all buns. She literally Googled updo. They're all fucking low buns. I'm weak. I knew I was right. Suck it. Literally every single photo in that is a low bun.
No one says updo and they mean a low bun. And girls will know.
Okay.
Girlies right in.
Okay. Well, I don't. I just feel like, to me, if all of your hairs are tied up.
I just can't explain it, but that's not right.
Google said it was because all those hoes had low buns.
You are right, but you're not right.
They had low buns and 5,000 bobby pins holding it up.
You are right, but you're not right. I'm not admitting to being wrong.
She doesn't know lyrics and she doesn't know what updos are.
You don't know what a low bun is.
A liar.
Do you even like low buns on other people?
Oh, I don't really care. Yeah.
Do you think I look good when I wear a low bun?
I don't really think you like really rock the low bun that often.
That's what I wear every single day.
No, not true.
To work? I wear that every single day.
To work?
Yeah.
I don't really see you at work.
You don't see me when I come home from work?
You look beautiful.
That's not what I'm asking.
You look beautiful. You also look hot because you'd be wearing the turtleneck with the pants in 90 degree weather. And I catch you on the camera.
Because it's 0 degrees in my office.
That is toxic office culture. Is like, I can't believe how cold offices are.
And everyone's like, it's so hot. And then they put on the AC and I'm like, well, now I can't wear my little summer sweaters. I have to go back to wearing my winter sweaters again.
She walked up and we have like, you know, a camera by the front door. And it was one of the 90 degree days. And she had on a turtleneck and pants. And I was like.
And I went and walked the dog in it.
I was like, please go inside and change. This is crazy.
You literally like, texted me
that. I was like, you're making me hot.
I said, first of all, stalker.
Whatever. I always know when you're coming home or leaving. So.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty bad.
Okay, well.
Cheers to updos. Cheers to all our girlies wearing updos as they battle the dragon.
I hate that you're kind of right, but like, it's not right.
I'm so fucking right. Shout out to all our girlies wearing updos.
Why isn't it called a low-do?
Because your hair is up. It's up.
But it's still low. A low-do.
I said that last night. I was like, so it's a low-updo. And you were like, it's a fucking low bun. And I was like, dude, what?
That's because our generation doesn't say updos. Do they?
I don't know.
I wouldn't go to the hairstylist and be like, okay, I want an updo. I'd be like, I want.
Actually, I think that is what you're like digging your hole deeper.
No, I know you're right.
You're digging your hole deeper because
I am wrong.
You are wrong. I've had updos like for dances. I did that.
That's
shit.
The thing though. You don't have low dues.
I had low dues
when
Like in high school where you go and get your hair done by somebody it's for still a up. Stupid fucking
yours is higher.
No, I didn't wear my hair like this today, like I'm wearing it right now to dances. I got an updo. Again, 500 bobby pins to try to like hold your bun up. It's so dumb. Just like put it in a bun.
This is so annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying. But okay, like shout out to all of our girlies wearing updos.
Yeah, yeah. Low or high?
We don't discriminate. Aaron does. Aaron's like, it's not a fucking updo. It's low on her head.
Yeah, because I had to like give her credit for wearing a low bun and actually like having like a good style for that little scene.
She wore an updo every single
scene. No, she wears a fucking braid.
That goes into an updo.
Okay. What's your toxic trait?
Updos? Fuck. Having updos in high school. My toxic trait.
It's already an hour and 15.
We gotta go. My toxic trait, back to the road, is.
Oh my God.
And again, I just would like to know if this is common knowledge. And I'll ask you because I think.
I don't know. I'm finding out I don't know shit.
No, I think you feel the same on this one because you have commented to me on this in the car before. The left lane is the fast lane.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So, if somebody is driving under the speed limit in the left lane,
yeah,
I will go around you, mm-hmm. and I will get right back in front of you. Like, I'm not going to, like, drive 100 yards and then get back in the fast lane. I'm literally going around you and getting right back in front of you, almost cutting you off.
Okay.
That's my toxic trait.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not driving the speed limit, you can't be in the lane.
Yeah.
I think that's normal. That might be my most normal one yet.
No, that's normal, but, like... Because I have been, road rage is what we're coming to a conclusion.
No, I don't think so. Hmm. I just feel like, maybe I do. But I do feel like that's a normal one. Like if you're in the fast lane and you're not driving the speed limit, like people are going to get mad at you.
It is normal. But again, what I have to reemphasize every time is like, you just always like have to do that little petty thing though.
Of course.
So what is this really saying about you?
I'm petty.
Why do you think that is about driving?
Because people in the Northwest can't drive.
So why do you think it's just like the Northwest, though, that like really irks you?
Because I've lived other places.
Do you feel this way when you go to L.A.?
Soft. No, I don't. I won't feel this way for the next 2 days.
Okay, well, maybe we should hear a recap when you come back about driving in L.A.
No, it's better. It's more fun. People drive faster. People don't get upset if you go by them. People in the Northwest are just so soft. Like the car that I passed that was going slow in the fast lane, she put her hands up to me.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm following the rules.
Ashley, but it's okay.
No, and I didn't do anything back. I just passed her and kept it moving. But in the Northwest, people are so sensitive about those things. Like when we go to New York, everybody's honking at everybody. No, fuck you.
You're right.
Fuck you. And then it's just like you go about your day. In the Northwest, people are like, oh my God, this car was going 5 miles per hour over the speed limit. And it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, you're right.
It's
you're
just
right.
Different here. And it does bother me. It does.
You're right. I like the drivers in New York.
It's just easier.
Because like honking is a way to tell people to like go.
Honk and it's not a big
deal. It's not rude.
It's not rude. I feel like in the Northwest, anything you do in the car is rude.
Yeah.
And I
where are we driving? Oh no, it was New York. We were driving there and we came back. Then you started honking.
I did
honk. It was New York,
right? I honked on accident because I was, yeah, you just like honk it to like go. Or like you honk to like tell somebody, to the pedestrian to walk or like whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I did that like just by habit the next day when I was driving here. I honked to tell somebody to go and they literally stuck their arm out the window and flipped me off. And I was like, I fucking hate it here.
Yeah.
Because in New York, it's almost a term of endearment.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, we do always say we're more East Coast people.
I just feel like I just, the Northwest driving for me is not like conducive to how I like to drive, which is a me problem and a nobody else problem.
Maybe the point is that you do have anger issues like people in New York sometimes do. Maybe you're more a New Yorker.
I would rather somebody be like, you drive like a New Yorker than you drive like you live in Oregon. And that's on God.
Yeah.
So.
I like New Yorkers because they're just straight to the point.
Straight to the point, and there's no emotion attached.
I know. I always have the best interactions with people. Like, I love New Yorkers.
Me too. Me too.
I love Oregonians too.
A little soft, but yeah.
Okay, my toxic trait is that, like, cold brew is not iced coffee.
It's not.
I repeat.
It's not.
Cold brew is not iced coffee.
It's not.
So when you go to order an iced coffee and I say, can I have an iced coffee? And they say, yeah, we'll give you a cold brew. I say, that's not an iced coffee. And they say, yeah, it is.
No, it's like, not.
That's actually not.
It's literally concentrated.
It's crack. If we want to talk about crack.
If we want to talk about crackheads. No, it's scientifically not the same thing as iced coffee.
And if they, and then the barista doesn't actually know and they act like it's no big deal.
They're like, oh, well, it's cold brew. It's the same thing.
No, bitch. My heart is going to race all day. I'm probably going to shit my pants. Like, I can't breathe. I cannot breathe when I have a sip of cold brew.
No, people who like drink cold brew. Do you guys also drink Monsters? Like, I have to know.
Because, no, are you guys okay?
Yeah, like, is your heart okay? You having palpitations? I hate cold brew. I don't like how it tastes. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't like jittery. Any of that shit. And I like cortados, cappuccinos. I like espresso.
Yeah, espresso.
I do not like cold brew at all. It makes me shaky and it makes me, like, I can't.
I feel like I, like, need a carbohydrate to, like, bring, like, my blood sugars are at, like, 7, either, like, 5 or 7,000.
Yeah, I hate cold brew. And it is annoying when... Because we've had this talk where, like, we go to order iced coffee and they're like, oh, yeah, nope, we have that.
This happened the other day to us, remember?
Yeah, you specifically asked, like, do you have iced coffee? And they're like, yeah.
And then I said, is it cold brew?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, never mind.
I'll do an iced Americano.
Then they always look at me funny. Like, okay.
Like, that's weird. I wonder why she changed her mind. I changed my mind because you didn't have what I asked for.
You didn't have iced coffee.
Iced coffee and cold brew, two completely different drinks.
I, like, cannot stress this enough how this is so not known.
Two completely different drinks. Not even a question.
Not even a question. Yeah. I can't get over it. And also, I've been really on, like, working on my anxiety. And so I've been drinking this coffee that has mushroom in
crackhead.
It.
Crackhead.
Speaking of mushroom. It's like ashwagandha and it's half caffeinated.
Yeah. Half
and
calf.
It's completely changed my life. And I don't get those crashes. I don't feel jittery. I, like, don't have as much heart palpitations. And then even today, I got regular coffee. I drank, like, two sips of it. I'm like, I can't even drink this.
I drank the rest on the way home.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's why cold brew? That's me to the moon. No,
that to the moon, and you're probably not coming back.
No.
I know. It's not the same. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Tea of the week?
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado.
Oh, gosh.
A speeding driver claims his dog was driving to avoid a DUI arrest.
I saw that.
That made me laugh so fucking hard.
That's so
the photo
funny.
Of the dog behind the steering wheel sent me into real life tears.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
like,
heard.
I could see that happening here and I could see that happening in Colorado. Like shoving your dog into the front seat being like, it was my dog.
That's so funny.
No, it is really funny. Like he literally tried to avoid jail and threw his dog on it.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It actually made me laugh out loud this week.
No.
So that's my tea of the week.
Yeah.
If you're going to get a DUI, toss your dog in the front seat.
That's so funny.
So, yeah.
Or maybe when you speed past people, throw your dog in so you don't look like the asshole.
I mean, just, yeah.
Okay. Well, I picked this one because it's kind of on brand with Selling Sunset and houses. Beyonce and Jay-Z purchased $200 million house in California. It's the most expensive house ever.
The pictures of it look incredible.
It's not even a house. It's like a
it's
hotel.
It's a
resort.
It's
so big.
Hove Nation.
Yeah. Rock so Nation. I wish them nothing but the best. Jay-Z is one of my favorite people on this planet. If nobody knows that, like I actually probably haven't talked about it
He's
enough.
He's your favorite rapper.
He's my favorite rapper. I've loved him since I was fresh born.
Came out holding it up.
And like Beyonce. I mean, I just like.
I love Beyonce.
I hope they love their new house.
Me too. I hope.
I wonder what the property
Blue
taxes
Ivy's
are.
Cool. Their property taxes are probably insane.
What do you think they are, really?
I don't even have a guess because I feel like the home that we saw in Selling Sunset, they were like, the property tax is like $200,000 a year.
No, it was a fire tax or fire fee or something.
The fires, you're right. I have no idea. I'm sure it's half a million dollars a year. I have no idea.
California's overall property taxes are below the national average.
Oh, bomb. Good for them. But they also have like a luxury tax and like other crazy
they
shit.
Have a mansion tax.
So how much did they pay on that mansion?
$200 million.
But like what is that after the tax?
Okay, wait. What's it called? Mansion tax. Why do I keep saying task?
I don't know. It's Sunday
tax.
Night. It's Sunday night.
I'm so tired. Okay. Whoa. Wait. On the sale of high-priced properties sold in City of Los Angeles, a homelessness and housing solutions tax was voted into law, commonly known as the mansion tax. I did not know that was the same thing.
Wow.
The tax is added to the base tax rate of 0.45% the city charges on the sale of other... Okay. Whoa.
Wow, they really paid a lot for that house.
Applies to any home that sells for a price of $5 million. They should have talked about that on Selling Sunset.
Damn.
I wish they would teach us more shit.
I wish I'd learned more than fucking where Chelsea got her outfit from.
Literally. Homes that sell for a price between $5 million and $10 million pay an additional 4% at closing, while homes that sell for more than $10 million pay an additional 5.5%.
They paid a lot of money for that house.
They just saved the homelessness in itself.
By themselves. Thank you.
With that home.
Thank you.
I wish they would have bought it in Portland.
Me too, because I would love to not pay that tax.
Anyway. Well, guys, sorry we didn't get to any submissions.
Sorry that this
the audio sucked.
The audio is kind of suspect, but you know what?
Oh my God, we're already at an hour and a half.
We have to go. I have to go to the airport, and like, we're doing our best. Just know that week in and week out, one thing we are doing, our best.
We're just trying.
We're doing our best, and that's all that we would ask from you guys, so we hope that that's all you ask from us.
Yeah, like, I would have just stayed asleep, but I got up because
no,
of you guys.
No, we literally got up to do this podcast today. 100 I don't think we really wanted to, but we did it.
Yeah, and I feel better.
I feel better now. When we did that one week we didn't do it, I was like kind of stressed. Like, I had anxiety from not doing it.
I feel not complete.
Yeah, I had anxiety from not doing it. So I'm glad we did it. But
me too.
We're just doing our best. So for that 20 minutes or 15 minutes that you don't really hear Aaron's voice,
congratulations.
You're welcome for hearing just my voice.
You're welcome, because I don't know, I'm saying nonsense anyway.
It's okay. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday, and we hope you guys have a good Sunday. And well, we hope
you'll hear this
you
on Tuesday.
You did have a good Sunday.
Yeah, I hope you did have a good weekend. I hope you had an amazing Monday, and I hope your week's off to a good start.
And we're looking forward, and we're looking to the future.
She persisted.
Nevertheless, she persisted, and it's almost summer, and we love you.
We love you guys.
Write us in Talk to You Podcast. Oh, we did have some. Well, we did have some like questions too. So we'll have to do them next week. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she got to go to the airport. I'm sorry.
ToxicTeaPodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, Toxic Tea Podcast. TikTok, Toxic Tea Pod.
Follow us on everything. Spread the word. Subscribe. Leave a. What's it called? Leave a review. Share with your friends.
Is it updo or low bun?
Let us know what you think. Updo or low bun. Have a good week, y'all.
Love ya.
See ya.